Okay, so I sent a Ramban. I don't know if you people got this sheet. I sent it out a little while ago. Not so long ago. It's two Rambans on this, so maybe let's look at it. Professor's first to the Taisis. So we started during the Gemara. And let's go again. So the Gemara had a kasha on Rava. Rava says that they have to be Mubarak. The verse is not there yet. So they have a kasha that we have a Mishnah that if you want to dig a bore next to and you want, I'm sorry, you want to make an Eden next to Sadeh Chavero, so you have to Marchik Dawit Amis. And it says, because why the Brisa, why Dawit Amis? Because they have Avodas HaKeret. Mashmah only because of Avodas HaKeret, but otherwise you wouldn't have to. Hi, the Shroshim is Mazik 25 Amis. And like Sandy pointed out, because that's the Beferishim Mishnah later, that the Shroshim are Mazik 25 Amis. That was when I said that, also Akasha and Rava, but okay. So the Shroshim are Mazik 25 Amis. So the kasha, so what's the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara answers that okay, maskina b'masik sunba. Okay, so we're talking about a case where the shrasim are not masik. Okay, so Taisus says, let's see Taisus. Time is shum, my boy is a carib. But I have a high diuk. There's a Gemara that just needs a diuk. From the Bryce, what's in a midrash of Peshitas? Can I stop? Simple. It's a straighter kasha. You don't need a Bryce with a diak. You don't need a diak. The sagi bar kogas arba amis. Via osir this well, koya sir and arkogas kofbe amis. It's an anic amin. Shemarchina thin a mina bor. In other words, it said marchiki was in a or. So obviously, he's off the main point. It should have said kofbe amis. So since according to Rava, we're nervous before you come that you're going to do Hasek, so you should have to be Mazik 25 Amis. Anna, Nikolay the Medic, the Fino Tok Arba Amis Mutter Nismo. So we got a little stuck on this Taisus yesterday. Is that Taisus says, the Lav Idiuka must in a Mifrach. So that means that Tavis is not saying that it wouldn't have been a good question, right? See, if I was asking Tavis's kasha, I would have answered that for some reason it's not true. The only way you can make the dig is the way the Gemara says it. The question why four and why not 25? That's not a good question. Tavis doesn't say that, so it's mugro from Tavis's lashon. That even the Maskana, Taisus feels that yes, the Gemara could have asked a valid Kasha without the Diak, and it would have been a valid Kasha. So that means that Taisus holds that Aliba the Emes, according to Rava, you should have to move 25 Amis, and it's a valid Kasha and Rava. How come it says you don't have to move 25 Amis? So what does Taisus mean in his answer? And the Nikolay the Medic, the Afilo took Arba Amis Mutter Nismo. Why is that an Afilo? Because there's no room to split. If you hold like Rava, then 25 Amis is Aser. If you don't hold like Rava, then everything's Mutter. You hold like Abaya. There's no Afilo. You know, it's not a Pashtus. There's no splitting. There's no tzad to say that you have to mark it for Amis. Oh, look who's here. We're back. Welcome back.
Trying as best I can, Rabbi. I'm going back and forth. I was in Cleveland last week.
Okay, we excuse you. I know, but you're back in Phoenix. I thought you moved from Phoenix.
It's 2.5 more weeks till my daughter finishes school and back here.
Okay. Okay, we recognize your background.
Yeah, that's I should let people know. Like, I have a Cleveland background now for Cleveland. So
okay. Anyway, so we're
maybe there's a chiluk between an implied and a clearly implied mutter. In other words, we wouldn't be able to say mutter. Over here, you could say mamish because it's a void, it's a karam. Now you can say it's mutter. Tell us what you're talking the word mutter. It's mutterless, Mike.
The avodah, it says in the Mishnah, it's aser. That without the avodah, the karam will be mutter.
Right. So the mamish mutter.
So you can have the same kashan, you have a kashan rava. It says four amis is aser. That means that 25 amis is mutter.
No, we don't know. Maybe 20. We're not discussing the tree fact. Over here, it says klar that four, because of avoidance of karen, it says mashma. That's the only reason to aser. If not, it's mutter. I don't know. 25. In other words, we don't have a klar kite of a mutter lismaich. Over here, I'm giving a heter lismaich, which is against Rava. But we're not giving a heter lismaich.
Says four amis, marchikim four amis. That means that five amis is mutter. To me, that's even more clear. It says in the Mishnah, you're marchik four amis.
No, see, the only is usher by four amis. Why is it usher dalan amis?
Because avoid is a karim.
Right, that means mashma. If no avoid is a karim, it's mutter lismaich.
Mashma five amis is mutter. It says the parish in the Mishnah. It says. What's the lesson here?
But that could be true. That could be true too. But if we would have said 25, I'm just saying if you would have, there's no 25.
It says La Yita Adam Ilan Samach Mesadre Ada Imkain Herchik Dawan Amos. That means if you're Marchik Dawan Amos, it's mutter. It says in the Feirish Ada Imkain Herchik. That means if you are Herchik, it's mutter. Can't be more befeirish than that. So this was the problem that we had yesterday. And the problem we had is that the Chayra, there's no stopping point. If you're like Rava, then 25, up to 25 is Aser. 25 is Aser. If you're like Abaya, everything's Mutter. So why is there a Chashivis? Afido Arba Amis. What do you mean Afido? Once you tell me that you don't need to do 25, then I know we don't know like Rava. Once we don't know like Rava, so I know four amas also is mutter.
Maybe over here, wasn't the original Shaila, can I go up to the Meitzar? Am I able to go to the Meitzar? If I go six, maybe that's called not up to the Meitzar. It's some kind of marchik. It's something. But over here, Abaye came along and said a person is able to go mamish up to the Meitzar. I don't have to reckon with anything on the other side. If I do five, if I do six, I do seven, I'm still reckoning something. I'm saying over here, that's what it says, toich dal, that means I'm able to go to the Meitzah. It means Abai is right, Rav is wrong. It shows much more.
Okay, I don't hear this story yet. I'm sorry. I don't hear it. Maybe what you're saying is right, but I need to hear it clearer.
In other words, you don't see clear Abai is right.
I'm not sitting there, I can argue with you.
What?
Said your wife's not there. I can argue with you.
I could call her in.
Okay. Anyway, the mice. I don't know. I don't hear it yet. So the right. That was the question we had yesterday. Like the question we had yesterday was that Titus clearly is mashma that there's a chiddush that even if you tell me that we don't know like Rava. And you don't have to be marchik 25 amis, but you might have a amis, meaning you have to be marchik 4 amis. So there's a chiddush that even a fino tok arba amis also mutter. So the shaila that we had is, what in the world is this chiddush? Because if you hold a rava, then you have to be marchik 25 amis. If you don't hold like rava, you don't have to be marchik anything. There's no, as far as we know, there's no middle ground. Anyway, so let's look at this Ramban. He says, seems to say the same thing. I don't know if it's going to help us, but let's just read it inside. So Ramban on the first piece. Toshma layita adam ilen hola mishum avodah zekaren samig. V'din uav dinen actually mitaima ta'arba amasot feilo. They could have asked without the diyuk. From the Brisa. Himishim bor, if the word about the boar, like Rava, Esther Arba Amis be boy day, Umasis and Guba Kashale. So there's a slight difference. I don't know Grace alum this, but just a little difference between the way Tavis asked the Kasha and the way Rabban asked the Kasha. The way Tavis asked the Kasha, the law of the high diukam, I'll say the mifrach ripshitas. Tavis is asking that you don't need a diuk. It's just straight. It's an advantage of asking a Kasha straight than asking from a diuk. Now, there's it says that it's mutter more than four. Why is it mutter? You have to shut out the marking 25. That's straight. We have it the way we're asking is a diuk. You know, according to Tavis, the Tavis would have the same problem, even if it said in the Mishnah that the reason was Mishem Avodah Sakara. It's the way Tavis asked the Kasha. You know, why? But a lot of idiyuka. Why are you making the Kasha based on the diuk? You just ask Mipshitas. Straight. Tavis's problem is, Masis and Gufa Kasherei, right? I think Masis and Gufa means that, you know, you can ask on the Mishnah, you don't need the Braisa. Masis and Gufa Kasherei. I don't know what it sounds like. Masis and Gufa, unless Gufa means on the, it's what it says, Beferish. I'm not sure. I thought the Masisa Gufa means that you don't need the Braisa. So it's like a little different knetch. Why is it good? Why Davis is asking is better. Okay. All right. Ela Aino Daima, Dila Masnitza, the thing is not for the Braisa, Dilma Avidochele, Mishim Bor, Kamar. You would say, really, Shmuel's right. Rava's right. You have the Marchik because of the Bor. The chiles of the boar, they'll start kule high. But even though Shmuel says you have to market for the boar, but when there's no boar, you only have to market four. You don't have to market kule all the 25. So what's his svara? He does. What is he saying? What kind of svara is that? Even Shmuel's right, but Kilesa, you don't have the Marchik so much. Not Shmuel. Sorry, I said it wrong. Rava's right. Sorry, got mixed up.
But Shmuel liked it. It's okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, so what does this mean? What kind of svar is this? And he said, the Kilesa the boar, they'll start the Harchik Kulehai. I mean, what kind of, who is that? That's not Rava. Rava is the market 25. It's not a buyer. So what is this?
I think it's more schwer if you say the pshat is that we look at it that the bar is here, then it's mamish daime. You know, the rabbanon say clearly when the bar is here 25. But you know, if you say the pshat is, you know, it's not that the bar is here, you know, but we're still machmir on you know, on being hilchas shcheinim of being marchik. So it was like up to the chacham to decide, you know, it's not here yet. And lamaisa, I don't know, somehow the four amas is a much stronger or much more vaday mazik. And so therefore they left it up, you know, that was as far in Rava.
Okay, in other words, you're saying like this, even though, okay, it said that the Marchik 25 Amma, but you're saying it's not Vadai that the roots, let's say there's a boar here and I plant the tree. It's not Vadai that my roots are going to hit his boar after in 24 Ammas. Not Vadai. That's what you're saying. It's after all, it could be the roots grow down. It could be the roots are going to go to the right. The roots can go to the left. They might miss his boar. It's not like they go on a straight line. Roots don't necessarily travel on a straight line, but, you know, the perpendicular. So when we say 25 amas, it's only mitzad safek. You have to be marchik 25 amas because misafek, we're nervous that you're going to be massing the boar. So comes and that, so that's when you have a boar. when you don't have a bor, so now like there's a nukhasafek. Maybe you won't even build a bor. There's like a sveksaker. First of all, who says you're building a bor? Even if it's a suit of bayres, it's not guaranteed you're going to make a bor. And even if you make a bor, who says my roots are going to hit it? So therefore, if the foram is okay, that much you should be machmir, because obviously the closer you are to the thing, the more likely your roots are going to hit it, because there's less, you know, area to spread out. But the further you are, so much of the marchik. He's saying, you know, he says, v'chiles at a bor, they'll turn a harchik kol kulei. If we would have had such a havamina, that chiles at a bor, you don't have the marchik kulei.
We don't know the next Gemara?
The next Gemara, what's the next Gemara?
The next Gemara clearly tells us, Akhtarava, that even when there's when no bor there, you have to 100% be worried that the Shrushim are going to hit. There is no room to say that. That's next Gemara.
And I agree with you. See that? I agree with you. And not only that, but it's Mineya Beis Mokro from Taisus and the Ramban. Because they don't say that the Gemara is not a good kasha. They just say that in other words, if you would be saying like me, like what the simple pshat, what they would be saying is, that I asked Tavis as a kasha, Ban as a kasha. Why didn't the Gemara ask this way? Because that wouldn't have been a good kasha. They're not saying that. They're saying, of course, the Gemara could have asked from 25 Amma, because the Gemara knows that according to Rava, you got to be marking 25 Amma. But this makes the kasha stronger, that according to Rava's logic, Madach Rava says you have to be marking 25 Amma. He would surely say that you have to marchik four amos. And we see that Rava is so wrong. Right? That's what he's saying. It's afino.
No, is the Ramban saying it in this answer? In this answer, he's saying.
Maybe he's saying.
He's saying that the kasha is not a good kasha. We would answer it.
Dilma havi dochi means we would have answered. You're right. Mishum bor kamar. If you're not said a bor, I'll start kuli hai. I mean, the Rabbis says that the nichlei medik that fido tok arba amas muter lismo. So in other words,
I think that's the Ramban's next answer. Inami,
halume kushahu the mifrach mehanach arba amas kufayu. In other words, I said it wrong. You're right. I take it back. In other words, the first answer he's saying is that you could say a real svara that listen, Dilma have a dochira. You could give a daichik that according to Rava, you don't have to be marking 25 amma when there's no bor. The second kind of answer is no. Avada, there's no svara to say that according to Rava. But the Maisa, you see how far, but it's a stronger kash on Rava because look how much Rava is wrong. Because Rava would have felt you have to mark 25 amas. Kavachaymer, Ben Benosho, Kavachaymer, he would have held you have to be marking four amis, because four amis is 10 times worse than 25 amis. And we see that he's wrong, that even four amis, you don't have to be marking. So even when it's 10 times worse than what he said, you don't have to be marking. Like it's alume and akasha. Right? That's what he means. You see how wrong Rava is. Okay, but the first answer was that there was some kind of svara to say that it's actually mutter. So you have to say this svara because it becomes like a svek sveka. Sapek, you won't make a bor. And sapek, and if you make a bor, maybe the roots won't spread the 25 amma to your bor. Maybe you'll miss your bor. So when you have a double sveika, maybe it's not usher. Right, that was the first answer.
How does Narban's first answer jibe with the next Gemara that Taka asks from the Mishnah to Parshas Yamas?
That's what Sandy said yesterday, right? Yeah, right, that's right. So he have to say, Dilma Habe Dachile. In other words, it's not really a good answer, it's just a Dachile. So the Gemara doesn't assume this Dachile, but they prefer to ask the way they ask because you could be Dachile. The Gemara, according to the first answer, it would be a Dachile. Somebody theoretically might say such a thing, but it's the Gemara doesn't really hold of it, so they ask the next kasha. Right? It is a little funny. Dilma habe dachile. He doesn't say vada habe dachile. He says dilma habe dachile. And so dilma means that he's not saying, if he would have said, so then it would be a stira, because then it's not a good, but then Dilma, someone theoretically could have maybe Efshar Kemer Zagin. So that, but the Gemara doesn't really hold that way.
All didn't right. The Gemara ask it as a kasha in the next Tashma? The Gemara asked it as a kasha.
Yes, but that's so, what you said. It's only
so,
a.
So there was a Havamina that they didn't know that Rava holds even Kileka Bar.
It's not a Havamina. It's that there's a Dilma Ave Dachile, so they ask it the stronger way.
No, but I'm saying later way, on.
You should have the Dilma Ave Dachile.
I'm saying, do you have to say now that they knew the Gemara's answer later? Kileka Bar Nami.
I don't know. The Gemara doesn't know. I know the Gemara knows the answer later.
So if the Gemara didn't know that,
yeah.
So then, what would be the problem? What would be the problem with the Gemara later? What's the problem?
The Ramban is saying that the reason why the Gemara doesn't ask the Kasha the simple way, because there's a way to be doich of the question. So you if the Gemara knew this way to be doicha the question, and that's why they didn't ask the question the simple way, then why did the Gemara ask the question later?
The Gemara does ask it.
The Gemara does ask the question later. So we're saying it's only Dilma Avidachile. In other words, they didn't ask it because someone maybe someone would have been Dachile. But Pashas, you can't be Dachile. So therefore you ask the Kasha later.
Rebbe, this Gemara is a little bit different because over here, we're saying that's the reason why there's Dalat Amistol. In other words, we're not saying all or nothing, like Rebbe said before. In other words, we're trying to explain why it would be Dalat Amistol before the Braisa. The mission itself that we're bringing says Dalat Amistol. So we have to understand in Rava that it wasn't because of Kedei Avodas Karam. He would say Gufo because you can't go to the Meitzar. The Dalat Amistol is because some kind of like suffix that Rebbe said, there's still a chashash of Hezek, and you still have to be Marchik Dalat Amistol. I don't know why not Gimel Tvach, whatever it is, but Dalat Amistol is still an amount. I'm just saying, it's before the next Brisa, which introduces that Dafka 25, even if there's no bar.
Right. The type of Kasha is that why did the Gemara slug up Rava right from this Brisa? Because this Brisa says you only have to be Marchik 4. You don't have to be Marchik 5.
But maybe the Ramban is saying
gotta be Marchik 5 because you have to be Marchik 25.
No. The Ramban's good for saying I could be doich and say when there's no bar, Dalat Amistol is good enough. Before the next Gemara, I would say when there's no bar, Dalat Amistol could be. I could be
Marchik. That's the Gemara's question later. So say that.
That's where there is a bar.
No boy.
The Gemara asks a diuk later on. A dafka 25. It says over there 25 when there's a bar. Ah, mash, when there's no bar, Taka could go. So that's when you see Mamet Dafka 25.
There's no bar, you could go up to 5, up to 4.
So we're using the diuk later on to show us that either you could go all the way up or 25. There's no in between a 4. Over here, I would say.
How do you see there's no between 4 from the diuk of later?
Later on, we say Machik 25, when there is a bar.
Mashma, if no bar, You don't have to market 25. How much? I don't know how much.
No, go up to the Maitzar. Otherwise,
we
wouldn't allow to make a mistake.
Then we're going to refer to this Mishnah, and if this Mishnah was really talking mitam bar, then in that Mishnah, I would be the dayek that if there is no bar, I don't have to do 25. Do I have to do anything? Yes, I have the other Mishnah that tells me that I have to be machik arbamos.
I can mix Mishnayas. I would say dalit from this Mishnah, maybe in the Hanami later on, but I can't. I'm not mixing the Mishnayas. I mean, that's not a very far.
Near, the Mishnayas are near each other.
That doesn't work. Because I would have combined the two Mishnayas. It's either the mass, all or nothing's of 25, or go up to the Maitzar over these. According to Abaya, we don't say maybe there's a in between.
I don't know where you get all.
How come according to Abaya, we don't say in between? Don't say in between because you can go up to the Maitzar, right?
Because in Svara, he has no such Svara. But the Ramban tells that there is such a Svara. There's such a Svara, there's no Dik. Okay, let's just go back. So the Maiz and Ramban is saying an interesting Svara. That there's room for a person to say that even though Rava Svara, I happen to be sure, I think I like one thing when he said, you see that? It's something I want to plagiarize from you. That the Ramban is telling us that there's room for someone to say that in Rava, even though Rava holds, you have to be marchik as if the person is not here. But not as much as if the person would mamish be here. And that seems to be a machlekes rishonim, right? That seems to be the machlekes between the two terutzim of the Ramban. The Ramban in his second answer is saying, no, not true. There's no room to say that in Rava. It just said it's a stronger kasha, whatever. So the Ramban is debating, is there room to say that, listen, Rava and Akhenami is Mechayiv Yidu Yimarchik, but there's a share. How much? So what is the the Machloikis between the two Terutzim and the Ramban? Why does the first Terutzim and Ramban say that there's room to say that in Akhenami, Rava holds you have to be Marchik if the guy's not here, but Mehechi takes the 25 Amma, maybe less. And the second Teretz holds, no, that's not logical. In other words, to say it what's the machlokes here between the first Teretz Ramban and the second Teretz Ramban? Why is it that the first Teretz Ramban says that this is a logical possibility? Someone could say such a thing. And the second Teretz is implying that it's not logical. No one could ever say such a thing. What do you people say?
I thought that we what's Pshan in the second lashon of when in the second Gersa when it says that Ein Esur L'Bayris, everybody agrees. So what's Pshat that Rava says that's okay by Ein Esur L'Bayris? If Pshat Ein Esur L'Bayris means that we don't have, he's okay. So what does it mean? It means even if it's a safek, maybe it's a safek, it's a doubt. We're not sure. Maybe he's going to do it. Maybe he's not going to do it. I don't have to be choshish. He might do it. But lemaisa, you're not required that much to do. So there is a shear over there. Or pshat is, oh, Edis or Labaris, he's doing it because it's mamish. He looks at it like zero. In other words, how does Rava, when he says it's okay to do it, even though it might damage, because Edis or Labaris?
That thing, we're going in the second lashon. That by Eina Suda Bairis, Rava holds his mutter, right?
Right. So what's Pshan? Eina Suda, that's mutter.
Obviously, we're talking here, the whole Gemara talking about when it's a Suda Bairis.
I
would have no kasha, right?
Well, that's a kasha by itself. But because Rava could just get out of it because Eina Suda Bairis. But look, even if you say
that we're talking about here by a Suda Bairis.
Right. But if we could see. Right, but we could see, I'm just saying we could see by Ein Esur L'Bayris, we could see that in other scenarios, Rava could be Maida. I'm just saying we see, but it's not pshat that Rava says carte blanche that he never agrees they could ever go to the maid side, you can't do anything. We see by Ein Esur L'Bayris, maybe, that you could do, sometimes Rava himself is okay when there's no bar over there. When Ein Esur L'Bayris, maybe when it's Marachikin, Kuli high when this kind of scenarios where it's not so muchich 100% the hezek. Or do you say no, that Rava holds mamish, never, never, never? So saying then what's pshat yisrael baris? And you have to say a different pshat yisrael baris because mamish he holds that's not asuya, it's never gonna ever gonna happen. So what's pshat yisrael baris that we say it's okay?
Okay, but I hear. I just want to hear a little sharper. But okay, I hear. Now let's see what could be. What do you be? What's the I'll say that the machlekes and the two
terrestrial. If you want to make a yeshivish, maybe you could say gufa. If you hold that it's mamish like the bar is right here, so then there's no room to say then it's mamish the case of the rabbanon. Then you can't say less than 25. We see a bar in lamdas. So if we see a bar here, that is the case of the Mishnah. For all intents and purposes, when Rav in Rav's glasses he sees a bar. So how could you start knocking down, you know, the amount? It's either 25 or not. But if you have a different shot, just that we're worried about the future. You know, so then you could then maybe there's room to play.
I think another we said that there's a machlekes of Sam Seifer and the Xais. Whether Pshan and Rava is that the future boar is here already. Whatever it's gonna be is like it's here already. Where pshat is that you're not allowed to do something now, which is going to cause hezek in the future. So what are you saying? So which way are you saying?
No, so I'm saying if it's mamish here that we mamish see a bar over here in Lumdis, so then the rabbanon already taught us you can't you have to be marchik 25 from a bar, and Rava sees a bar in Lumdis. So how are you going to start saying there's a difference between, you know, we don't have to do 25, we're going to make a new thing of 4. This is mamish the same case. Once Rava finishes his lumdis, and then there's a bar here. So then how are you going
to... So you're saying that this Ramban is a riot to the Sam Seifer.
No, you're saying the two, maybe, you, no, yeshivish. Like
the first answer.
That you're saying that if you learn like the Sam Seifer, that the future is here now.
And so then you can't.
So then, then the first answer would not make sense. Because the future is here. And the future is here. So that's why the second answer drops the first answer. But if you learn, like the size, that the future is not here, you're just being magic the future. So you say that the difference, who says that being mazik the future is the same as being mazik the present? Mazik the present is a worse mazik. It's a worse mazik. Even if you know for sure it's going to come, but it's for it, you're not doing the maisa hezek yet. There's no hezek yet. Not just because it's in front of others. If you learn this stuff for the first shot, you the hezek is here. Your mazik. No, it's not like I was saying it's a svek sveka. If you're learning svek sveka, then there probably wouldn't be a difference. But you're saying it's for there's a difference between mazik the what the Ramban svara is. The first svara is that when you're being mazik the future, you're not doing as bad as a maisa hezek. Then a person is mazik in the present. Absolutely. It's a bigger avla to be mazik in the present than to be mazik in the future. So since it's a bigger avla to be mazik in the present, so we're more machmer on you. We're even machmer of 25 avla. But the second Daritz and Ramban might say that there's no difference between mazik. Either way, you're being mazik in the present. Because Rava's Svara is that we view the future as if it's here now. So you're being mazik in the present. And it might not come. That's not irrelevant because we assume it is coming. Because it's Suda virus. So then it's Mamashaik is here. What's the difference? Right, that another is that's the shy. That's so bad.
Why is the first half to be coolly high? Why should we differ between dollar then? Why it should be all or nothing? If we look at it, if you hold, you hold.
We're saying that 25 amma is only a 75% chance it's going to cause hazik, because it's possible there's a 25% chance that the root is going to veer to the right, veer to the left, and it's going to miss the boar. Four amis is obviously a much closer chance it's going to hit the boar, because it's much smaller area for it to veer to the right or to the left. So they would have to make a much sharper turn. And in 25 amis, you make a teeny turn at one degree, and in 25 amis, you're all the way in the west, you all the way off on the side.
I understand that, but why should the concise make a difference? The
probability of hezek is stronger when it's 4 amis and 25 amis. So the question is, can we say that when the boar is here, so we ask, or even when there's a certain, when there's a 50% probability, 75% probability when you're going to do a hezek. But when the boar is not here, so we don't answer that same probability. We need a higher probability to answer. So so you're saying that if the lumdus is basar meikara, that is if the boar is here, so then that's not a svara. The boar is here. In lumdus, the boar is here. So in lumdus, the boar is here. If Rava's svara is that in lumdus, the boar is here, then you can't answer the Ramban. You can't make the Ramban's first answer. If Rava's svara is, you're right, the boar is not here, but Avo became his usher. So then, right. In other words, it's a nice chakira. We have like this. I think this is going to be a nice point. We have a machlekes Abai and Rava. So, the I once heard Rav Nosson Shulman, the very big gadol, with the Talmud of the Chazon Nish. Regretfully, he was a nifter already. Rav Mordechai Shulman's son, Rav Shiva Sobaka. So he said that one of the differences between the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav is that the Brisker Rav said that everything is mathematical. So if you find two shitas, you find one shita that says it's zero and one shita says it's 10. So then it's mukhluk that there's a possibility of being five. It's mukhluk there's a possibility. Now you find a shita zero and five. Mukhluk there's a possibility of being 2.5. Find a sheet of 2.5 and 5. It could be a sheet of 3.5. You know, you can keep on splitting, because mathematically, if there are two extremes, then all the middles must also exist. So that was the Brisker Rav Shita, that mathematically, all these splits are possible. So the Chazon Ish held that you can't necessarily make all these splits, because just because something's mathematical doesn't mean it exists. It's either you're a person or a behemoth. That doesn't mean there's such a thing as a half a person, half a behemoth. But he said, the Chabrisker Rav said, if there's a person and a behemoth, then there has to be a half a person, half a behemoth, or theoretically, or a three-quarters person and a quarter behemoth, et cetera, et cetera. So the thing over here, according to the Chabrisker Rav, you have a baya. A baya says if the boar is here, it's usher. If the boar is not here, it's mutter. Rav says no. Even if the boar is here, it's usher. So we got an extreme. We have Abaya on one extreme. Then when the boar is not here, it's mutter. And we have Rava on the other extreme, that when the boar is not here, it's usher. So the shaila is it possible to make a split in the middle to say that even though Rava says it's usher, it's not fully usher, it's only half usher. In other words, Abaya says it's totally mutter. So when Rava says it's usher, is he saying it's usher on the same level of isser as when you have a boar? Or is Rava saying it's only half usher? It's not usher on the same. I'm splitting Abaya and Rava. Right? If Rava says usher and Abaya says mutter, so you could say maybe there's a third sheet, which Kufa could be Rava. Yes, we misunderstood Rava. And yes, that Rava holds it's only half usher. And therefore it's only usher 5-4 amis, but not 25 amis. So you're saying it depends Pshat and Rava. If Pshat and Rava is that I view it in Lumdis as if the boar is here, So then you can't split because Rava's pshat is that the boar is here. If the boar is here, then it's the same as the boar is here. But if Rava's saying, you're right, Abai, the boar is not here, but I'm out again, even though the boar is not here, it's still awesome. Mm-hmm. So then you could say, well, listen, Abai says when the boar is not here, it's mutter. So maybe even Rava, who says that it's usher, it doesn't mean it's usher to the same degree as when the boar is here. Right? So that sounds very good. That if you learn that a Rava is saying that the boar is here, so there's no way you can split between this and this because they're both, according to Rava, they're exactly the same. In both cases, the boar is considered here. Because Rava has a yisai that the future is here already. But if Rava grants that the future is not here, so Abaya says when the future is not here, it's mamish mutter. So you could hear that even Rava, who doesn't go to the extreme of Abaya, but he could go somewhere in the middle. He could say it's half Abaya. It's quasi mutter. And therefore, it's only usher for four amis. That's basically what we're saying. You look like you're about to say, yes.
I once heard that if the Gemara can attack the core of the Svara, or the Gemara has a math problem, the Gemara will almost never talk about the math, but rather address the core of the problem. Because math, you can answer, oh, I meant four amos from the left, I meant four amos from the right, I meant four amos from this. So the Gemara will never touch math if the Gemara can attack the core issue.
I hear. We're not using math as math. We're using math as
right. I mean numbers.
Of the lumdis.
Right, right.
What the Briska Rav is saying that in lumdis, if there's such a thing as a person, and there's a lumdis of bria called the human being. The human being has certain halachas, and then there's a lumdis of bria called the behema, and there's a lumdis of bria called the Jew, and a lumdis of bria called the guy. And these are all lumdish concepts, and they're different. So since they're progression, so mathematically, there has to be a potential for a middle. That's what the I'm sorry, something wrong with my am I getting echoed? I don't know. So the
people have to mute.
What?
Someone else. People have to mute.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe it's okay. So that was the so that's what I'm saying is that if Rabbiya holds that when you're not here, we're not going to answer you. Torah doesn't answer Mazik when you're not here. Even if it's not that you're going to come, Asuri the virus. Fort, you're not here. We shouldn't answer. So you can hear a very nice far that even Rava, though he's Machmir, who says he's Machmir on the same level as if you're here? Rava also can hear a shtiko abaya svara. But if you say that Rava is arguing abaya and he's saying that it's as if you're here, so then there's nothing to argue. Then he has to hold his foa, sir, because he's saying he's changing the mitzvah. He's saying you're here. So if you're here, you're here. Right? That's basically, I'm just saying over, I don't know who I'm saying over svara. Whoever it was. I don't see him. Oh, there you are. Okay. Anyway, that's not a bad. So that's a very nice machlekes. So that would be the machlekes of the shita. But then, yeah, that would be the machlekes shita. And then the second answer of the shita is that even though that it just stop it, it's showing a stronger disagreement than even four amos is mutter. Not that there's any sad to say that 25 amos is mutter, according to Rava. But Rava would say 4 amos is worse than 25.
What did the Katsai say again that we're allowed, that Rebbe's?
We seem to be, I don't know if we did this in Shir. I did it with the other Shir. The question is, what's shown in Rava's Svara? So the Katsai said that Rava's Svara is that you're not allowed to do something that's going to cause hezek in the future. It's like, I know that you're going to stick your head out the window. I can't shoot an arrow if I know that tomorrow you're going to stick your head out the window and my arrow is going to kill you. Because you're not allowed to do something now which will do hezek tomorrow. But the Sam Saiver said Pshat and Rava is that it's considered like you're doing the Hezek now, because it's considered like the Mazik is here now, because it's the concept of Basa Meikara. Is that just like we have by, you know, sometimes Basa Meikara. So there's some kind of concept in Rava, Basa Meikara, that something that's Vaday going to come, it's as if it's here already. So, very good. According to, if you say it's Rava Svarez, Rava agrees to Abai. If you're not here, you're not us, sir. But Pshat is, it's as if it's here. So if it's as if it's here, so it's here. Even the truth is, you could say, even in the Psalm Sofer, even though it's as if it's here, but it's not mamish here. You could probably also say some kind of split, but I don't know. Not as good.
Okay. Rabbi's going to commit the Taisvus to Chassam Sofer?
No, because even in the Taisvus is saying, does not hold the Ramban's first teretz. So the Ramban, Taisvus doesn't hold the Ramban's first teretz. But we don't know why Taisvus doesn't hold the Ramban's first teretz. Shalomar, Taisvus says, the fear that I was mother as well. It's mashed around that Taisvus doesn't hold it the first teretz. Taisvus doesn't hold it the first teretz. He's saying if you hold that you're Malik for the future, then you should be able to say the first teretz. Okay, right here. In other words, the question is, why couldn't Taisvus here? You know, it's Taisvus is mashma that he doesn't hold that there's a potential to answer this question. It's a good question. So why one? And okay, I don't know. So Sandy said yes, because Taisvus saw that from later, not because he held that way in Svara. But the Ramban, you can't say that. The Ramban, in his first answer, maybe. No, there's Sandy was saying that the Sandy wanted to say that it's not that the Ramban or Taisvus held in Svara that the first answer is wrong. They just felt that it doesn't fit into the Gemara later, right? So it's not really, we're saying it's a machlokes in Svarim between the two terutzim, whether this is a potentially daivik answer. So Sandy wanted to say yesterday that everyone might hold in Svar as a potentially daivik answer, but you saw for the Gemara, they weren't in hold of it. I don't know. It's a little bit hard to make such a machlokes. Okay, I don't know. All right, let us go a little further, and if you don't mind. So what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers that we're talking about a case that the Masik Sunba. And so what if we're Masik Sunba? So the you don't have to worry that the Charoshim, that the roots are going to go there. Rashi says, Sewah Chosik, Shal Yishpru Shroshim the Sham. No, the roots are definitely not going to go there because there's some kind of rack in the middle that stops the root. Taisa says, the Mavsik Sumjum, the Tomar, Amai Zerah Daud Amis, Pshita Shechutz Sumjum Lo Yachrosh, Shall Yoel Klum the Eden? And Shnomach Shiagosh Ada Sumba, the Yerts and Abba Kamer Hrisha, the Sadaka Misha Yikman Sadakavero. What's Taisvus saying? What's the debate? What's the machlekes? What was Taisvus's kasha? What's Taisvus kasha? Very, very strange Taisvus, in my opinion.
It sounds like in his Havim, you know, the Kedei Avodas HaKerem means that I need to plow 4 amos around my tree or my grapevine. I plow around the 4 amos for his benefit.
That's amazing.
Yeah, intentionally. I need it for it helps the grapevine or the tree grow better. So he's saying if there's a tumah over there, then obviously that plowing is not going to do anything for it, so I'm not going to do it.
Right. In other words, I thought that Kitei Avodas HaKeren is because it's almost inevitable that accidentally, once you're plowing, you know, your plow will, by accident, go into the other person's field. But Tysus is learning that, no, it's not accidental. It's intentional, because he's doing it because it's good for him, which is very strange. It's a big chiddush, because it comes out, according to Tysus, that Chazal asked you to plant a tree. This is like a brand new system, according to Tysus. According to Tysus, it's Havamina. So why did Chazal ask me to be? Let's say we hold like a Baya, right? Rava's out of the picture. We're all, what's going on, Baya? Really, I'll the dinners of Mazik, and I would be allowed to put my tree on the border. Came along the Chazal, and Mishum Avodah Sekarim, and they made a takana that I can't put on the four, I have to move 4 amas. Why? Because we don't trust you. Because if you would put it on the border, your negia to go ahead and plow your field would cause you to plow the other guy's chatzer. What, you're a buddy, you don't trust me? You're chayshish me that I'm going to be a ganav? I'm going to be mazik the other guy's field. Rashi says when you plow the other guy's field, it's hezekel biyadayim. The real issa daraisa. Mazik biyadayim. So you're, according to Tzivis, it's havamina. Shannon, this is like a brand new concept that you're not allowed to put your tree here because it's like too hard of a negia. It's too hard of a nisayan. You're going to put your tree here. The nisayan to plow is going to be too strong. And we don't trust you that you're going to be able to withstand the nisayan. And that's a very strange, funny din.
Yeah, but it definitely has a rationalization behind it. The Maya said, what is my Harisha damaging him? I mean, maybe I'm even benefiting him. I'm going to rationalize that I'm doing it. It's also helping him.
Okay, but
at the end of the day, it's also, yeah, but the rationalization is definitely there.
I know, but I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying it comes out. It's a brand, this din that you're not allowed to do. It's like has no shaykhis to any of the other harchakas of the, this is that you were chayshish you, that you're going to come to do hezek b'mezid. That was Tavis's Havamina. The answer is no. That we're chayshish you, that you're going to do it b'shaygeg. Okay, I just don't know. I don't know anyone learned like Tysus that the problem is you're going to do it b'mezid. Parshat Shana the Gemara is that when you're plowing, so you know you make circles, you keep on going around. That's the easiest way to plow.
Where does Tysus say shaygig?
Tysus's kasha was if there's a sunnah, why is it usher? He's not gonna plow there because it's low yo-yo. I'm saying if the problem is that he's going to be plowing his neighbor's field with shaygeg, so Tavis's kasha makes no sense. Right. Tavis's answer, I think that's what his answer is, that when you turn around the plow, you kind of decide the chavera. Not that you did it on purpose, you don't care. I don't know if we call it shaygeg, but it's accidental. It's not. Tavis Hamina was that you're doing it on purpose. You're doing it for the purpose of you want your grapevine, your tree to grow well. So therefore, you're going to intentionally plow there. And we answered because we don't trust you that you're not going to do it on purpose. You know, it's just a very strange answer that we answer you to put your tree there because we don't trust, Chazal didn't trust you. And they suspected you that you're going to be chayresh in your neighbor's field, which is a real iser bazer b'yadayim, because we don't trust you. And Tavis's answer is no. It's not that we don't trust you. It's that maybe b'shaygeg, when you're turning around, accidentally go into your friend's field.
Maybe that's on purpose.
It's on purpose, but not because you wanted to. It might be on purpose, but on purpose because it's a convenience, because it's on purpose because you have no other way of turning around. It's a sharp turn. It's a sharp turn. So in order to make the sharp turn, you go, you drive on the other guy's lawn for a second. But it's not because you want to do it. It's like shy gag. I mean, in the sense, you're not doing it because you hit any mukhan mizumin to do it. It just, I think, what's the big deal? I don't care. So, okay. So I go on your field for a second. It's not like, I don't know. The word mezin and shy gag is not the right word. It's malicious or not malicious. According to Tavis, it was malicious. You wanted it. You did it because you plotted. Yes, I want to go into his field to plow. According to Tavis's answer, you didn't do it maliciously. It's just because it's convenient. You need a place to back up. So okay, so you back up there.
So the back and forth in Tavis says, would Chazal make a gezerah if a person didn't mamish want to be there? Or if it's only because of the hechitimta to get to what he has to do, that the Chazal would still make a gezerah.
Right, but what's funny is that I thought that what Tavis says in the answer is the pashtus, and his hamin is the chiddush. Because I thought that the pashtus is that the gezerah is because of my accident. And the chiddush is saying that the guy does it maliciously. But Tavis is saying it's the opposite of me. Let me just look here for a second. Tony, no, where is this title of come from him in Ireland?
Maybe we see sometimes that their Tyson and their Hapmi that seems to go according to the Maskana of other Tyson, etc. Does that mean they're arguing on Pashtus?
Yes, usually. That's what it means. Okay, I don't see anything over here on Chafa.
Is it possible?
Yeah, we're listening.
Yeah, is it possible? Because the Tosfos brought the expression Kedei Avodas HaKerem previously. Yeah, when he asked that they should say Kedei Avodas Ilan, he says, but the Lashon Kedei Avodas HaKerem applies somewhere else. Maybe over there, I mean, I would have to check it out and see it. Over there, Kedei Avodas HaKerem really means for the benefit of the Kerem, and that's why Tosfos assumed that it would mean the same thing over here, and he comes and he says, well, no, it's not going to be the same thing.
Yeah, so... I mean,
that's assuming that I'm... You know, that over there, it really means for the benefit of the Kerem.
Because he wants to make it the same, since it's a Baal Lashon?
Since we're using the same expression, Kedei Avodas HaKerem, if over there, that's what it means, it would make sense that Tosfos would assume that over here it should mean the same. And then he comes back and he says that, no, although it's the same expression, it doesn't mean the same.
Okay. Right here. Hey, baby, right here. Okay. So it's just okay. So Tavis Hamino thought that it was on purpose. Okay, then let's go. What time we got here? Oh, we got it. Okay, so I just want to continue weiter in the Gemara for tomorrow. Because we're going nice and slow.